The International Atomic Energy Agency Board of Governors wrapped up its discussion on Iran with two camps defined once again. On the one side stands the non-aligned movement, comprised of over 100 countries, and on the other, the US and its allies. In a statement to the IAEA board, the non-aligned movement slammed the latest IAEA report on Iran for what it called unnecessarily hard language against Tehran, and stressed the IAEA, not the UN Security Council, was the place to deal with the issue of Iran's nuclear program.
International community and the world public should show vigilance that there is a reason for what you are witnessing. I said in my statement, if you have a careful diagnosis of what has happened, you will come to a very simple conclusion. There is a hidden agenda by the United States and a couple of other Western countries.
Iran's ambassador to the IAEA, Ali Asghar Soltani, praised the support of the non-aligned movement, stressing once again that Tehran's nuclear program was solely for peaceful purposes. He also slammed the US and its allies for trying to politicize the meeting, saying Iran's decision to start enrichment up to 20% for the Tehran Research Reactor was fully legitimate and not in violation of the IAEA regulations.
We are grateful to the valuable support of over 100 countries of non-aligned movement, and this proves that this support without interruption proves that Iran is not isolated. Only those few countries, Western countries, including United States, are every day isolating themselves by keeping this matter on agenda.
Earlier Wednesday, in a strongly worded statement, the European Union criticized Iran for producing uranium enriched up to 20% for its Tehran research reactor. The statement delivered by Spain on behalf of the European Union called on Iran to immediately halt all uranium enrichment and increase its cooperation with the IAEA. Iran has many times said all its enrichment activities are fully under IAEA supervision and in accordance with the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which allows Iran to enrich uranium for peaceful purposes. Numerous IAEA reports so far have also confirmed Iran's good cooperation with the nuclear agency. The EU also stressed it was ready to accompany any UN Security Council process against Iran, an action which analysts say is a result of an intense US lobbying.
When you compare the EU and US statements here, you see the same text. They don't sound like a call. They sound like an ultimatum, like an order. And I think this issue cannot be resolved with orders.
With the IAEA clearly divided over Iran's nuclear program, all eyes are now turning to the UN Security Council, where the United States and its allies are lobbying to persuade China and Russia to join them in a slapping new set of sanctions against Iran, or at least abstain instead of vetoing such a motion. But the majority here at the IAEA believe a new set of sanctions against Iran would be